Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the city of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo. So, ladies and gentlemen, let us honor America as Mr. Palazzo will now sing our national anthem.
Stop seniling around and turn this game off long enough for me to study.
Son, this game is important. The Bears are playing the Rams, and if you lose to the Rams, you get thrown out of the league.
Well, we're going to leave you with the usual thing. I don't think I can say, as I've said to many people, this title just about puts it all into focus. It's called With a Little Help from My Friends. Remember it. We'll be right back. someone's love. Oh, that is the body. Oh, the dream right out of the door. And I love it. And I love it. I'm certain it happens all the time. You know it does.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I don't see nothing, but it's just.
Get in here! Hey, okay, Clown. No bullshit. You want to kill yourself?
Oh, for Christ.
Shut up! Yes or no? You want to die? Yes or no? How?
I got the job done. What the hell do you want?
You didn't answer the question.
Oh, what do you want to hear, man? Do you want to hear that sometimes I think about eating a bullet? Huh? Well, I do. I do. I even got a special one for the occasion with a hollow point. Look, make sure it blows the back of my goddamn head out. Do the job right. Every single day I wake up and I think of a reason not to do it. Every single day. And you know why I don't do it? This is going to make you laugh. You know why I don't do it? The job. Doing the job. Now, that's the reason.
You want to die?
I don't. I'm not afraid of it. I ain't afraid of it.
Here, take my gun. Don't nibble on the barrel. Pull the trigger. Go ahead, pal. Be my guest. Go ahead if you're serious.
You shouldn't tempt me, man.
Put it in your mouth. Bullet might go through your ear and not kill you.
Yeah, under the chin.
Yeah, under the chin.
I'm hungry. I'm gonna go and get something to eat.
Something you did, God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie comes fleet foot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the men say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA, look out, kid, don't matter what you did. Walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash the clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters, drilled by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters. Get born, keep on short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Tired of success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge the scandals. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
We had a deal.
Surrender to me now, and he shall be unharmed. We have a bargain.
But I'm afraid.
Do you fear the pain, or what is beyond?
Both.
The pain, I can assure you, will be exquisite. As for our deaths, there is nothing to fear. Our names will be written on 1,000 walls, our crimes told and retold by our faithful believers. We shall die together in front of their very eyes and give them something to be haunted by. Come with me and be immortal.
Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow.
Keep it together for just 10 minutes.
Harrison, just let me explain, please. Financially, the
Well, you get what you paid for, Chepeska. 5 Christmases I've been here, and now what? Now you flip me for some stranger who'll do it for peanuts and who happens to work with a real midget. Well, let me tell you something. Nobody cares. Nobody comes here for the elf. Santa's the attraction. I do Burl Ives songs. Does this schmo even play guitar?
Look, Harrison, it's not about the money or the midget. Believe me, if it was, I don't think they like midget. I think you're supposed to call them,
Oh, just forget it.
Hacks. Hi, Bob Chepeska. Welcome. Great photo and resume, by the way.
Thanks. You know, we've been at this a long time and all, so we'd like to think we do a good job.
I'm so glad you guys could come in on such short. Your performance in any way.
Oh, no.
Performance?
Yes, your performance. You know, the,
Performance like sexual?
Excuse me?
Willie.
Are you saying there's something wrong with my gear? Is that what you're saying to me?
I'm sorry, your gear?
Willie.
My fuck stick.
Hey, Willie, take a seat. You know how your blood sugar is.
He's not going to say stick in front of the children, is he?
No, no, no. It's a joke. An adult joke. For us adults.
Well, baby, I'm easy, I'm easy, I'm easy, I'm an easy man. Well, baby, I'm easy, I'm easy, I'm easy, I'm an easy man. So come on down and get me money while you can. Available, 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 I am free, I am. Well, I just can't help myself. I am yours to have.
Vincennes, I need your help with something.
I'm busy right now.
Why don't you just go ask some of your boys in Homicide?
I can't. I need someone outside of Homicide. I want you to tail Bud White till he goes on duty this evening.
Why don't you do me a real favor and leave me alone?
Do you make the three Negroes for the Night Owl killings?
What?
It's a simple question.
Why in the world do you want to go digging any deeper into the Night Owl killings, Lieutenant?
Rollo Tomasi.
Is there more to that, or am I supposed to guess?
Rollo was a purse snatcher. My father ran into him off duty. And he shot my father 6 times and got away clean. No one even knew who he was. I just made the name up to give him some personality.
What's your point?
Rollo Tomasi's the reason I became a cop. I wanted to catch the guys who thought they could get away with it. It was supposed to be about justice. Then somewhere along the way, I lost sight of that. Why'd you become a cop?
I don't remember. This is from 72 also. About being on the road. It's called Turn the Page. Yeah.
One, two, three, and...
Some highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. And there I am up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. And there I go, turn the page. Will you walk into a restaurant strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold? You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered, you don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away as the sweat pulls out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening as you lie awake in bed with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Ah, here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Ah, here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, there I go.
Talk. And I'm searching for the latest thing, a break in this what's mine. We're searching for the latest thing, a break in this routine. Talking some new kicks, ones like you ain't never seen. This is home. Part of town turns you from hunted into hunter. You go and hunt somebody down.
Wait a minute now.
Somebody said, fair warning, Lord. Lord, strike that poor boy down.
Talk about Judy. In fact, we're not going to talk about Judy at all. We're going to keep her out of it.
Found something!
Who do you think this is then?
What the hell did he say there, Albert? That Special Agent Dale Cooper. For God's sakes, Jeffries, where the hell have you been? You've been gone down here 2 years.
It was a dream. We live inside a dream.
And it's raining post-toasties.
Hell, God, baby, damn, no! I found something in Seattle at Judy's. And then there they were. And they sat quietly for hours. And I followed.
Ring. The ring.
Pound wimp have a chance at him. Have you ever seen a 157 pound wimp?
No.
Well, hey, show us what a wimp looks like. Take it off, man. Take it all off. What's that on there?
I've been training, baby, for the junkyard dog.
Flex yours. Straight on. Flex it straight up.
It is straight up, Roddy. It is.
Isn't it absolutely ridiculous? Can you believe how embarrassed the junkyard dog will be when this guy takes care of him?
You know something else? All the people out there, you're sitting there and you're standing there with the pick of your nose, not knowing when you're saying, yeah, what a wimp he is. But you know, really, each and every individual out there, all you're doing is you're looking in the mirror. You're looking at yourself. This is what you look like. So when you sit there and call him a wimp, don't you dare, because you see, he's our wimp. He's not you. He's somebody that we...
And our wimp, not like you, our wimp has guts and has a heart.
Yeah. Can you imagine when he starts dropping elbows on the junkyard dog? Where's the little t-shirt you're going to put on right here? We're going to put this on the junkyard dog when we beat him, baby, because that's what you are, dog. You're a jackass, baby.
Well, you say, if I had my choice before I was born, I would have said, please make me black, fat, put a chain around my neck, and call me the junkyard dog. Cowboys. Hey, us cowboys hate dark skin.
We're too generous. We're too open. If we don't watch out, if we don't take steps now to impose some new discipline, some decency, then we're in trouble. Deep trouble. I know it's not fashionable to say this. We're celebrating. Everyone thinks it's over. But democracy carries a price tag.
Hear, hear.
And I just happen to think that one of the most misguided promises we ever made was inscribed on the base of the Statue of Liberty. One that I predict will lead this country into all kinds of trouble. Give us your poor, your huddled masses. Now we have to stop this before it goes too far. Our conception of America does not include, was never meant to include, this kind of scum.
You'll have to forgive our famous young friend, the artistic temperament. But what you're saying is important. Very important.
Right now, we are giving sanctuary to the refuse of the world. All kinds of left-wing intellectuals who'd like nothing more than to bring us down.
Don't you think you're overstating?
No, sir, I do not. And I sometimes wonder if you people realize the responsibility you carry. To my way of thinking, motion pictures are potentially the most influential form of communication ever invented. And there's no control over them. Your message reaches everyone, everywhere.
Message?
Of course. Mr. Chaplin here reaches millions who only have to see. And when they see a mockery being made of our immigration services, I'd call that a message.
Yes. Well, as you've already said, Mr. Hoover, motion pictures are for the people. Most of the people work for a living and they don't make much money doing it. It gives them pleasure to see officialdom and the upper classes getting a kick up the backside. Always has, and it always will. And if that can change things, so much the better. Better.
He's improving.
But motion pictures have made you rich, Mr. Chaplin.
They sure have.
What about your own motion picture career, Mrs. Chaplin?
I think you've handled it all wonderfully.
What?
Yeah.
do me a favor? Don't scream. Just hear what I've got to say. And then scream. You're so young. You've got so much to live for, and yet where the hell are you? You're stuck in this house. You're stuck in this town. There's a great big world out there, Geraldine. You should travel. You can see it all. I can help you. You want Paris, Rome, Athens? You got it. Of course, if you don't help me, well, that's a whole other picture. Let's be real. Breaker isn't going to get you out of here. Okay? Breaker can't even get himself out. Little secret? The man's dead meat. And if you stick with him, you're going to end up the same way. Here, check this out. Oh, I hate to even think about it. It's a simple deal, Geraldine. You let me in, I let you out. Horrible, isn't it? You know, it doesn't have to be unpleasant. Hell, I'd rather it wasn't. All right, I know what you're thinking. You give up your soul, you turn into a demon, you look like shit. Where's the payoff, right? I'll make you a little promise. Just give me what I want and nothing will happen to you. Has anyone ever told you how pretty you are? I know that sounds like a line. Lord knows I've used it. But I mean it. You know, I can see to it that you stay pretty. Forever. Think about that. All you have to do is say yes. Do we have a deal? Something tells me you don't trust me. That's all right. We'll work on that. You will give me what I want. That's just the way it is. And the sooner you figure that out, the better.
Yeah, come on. Love my girl. She looking good. Come on.
One more time. see, I gotta go out in this car with these people.